Hi and welcome back to the Gucci Podcast. This episode is part of the mini-series dedicated to Vault, the new experimental online space created by Gucci from the vision of creative director Alessandro Michele.
Hello and welcome to this episode of our mini-series on Vault. I'm Shahida Bari, Professor of Fashion Cultures and Histories at London College of Fashion. Over the next few episodes of the Gucci podcast, I'll be introducing you to the dynamic young creatives whose work is leading the way in shaping the fashion future. A new wave of emerging designers who we at Gucci think are at the vanguard of fashion change. We'll be finding out about the creative influences that have shaped their work and learning how they see themselves taking fashion forward. First up, Jezebel Cormio and Priya Aluwalia. Jezebel Cormio is a designer who was born in Rome, based in Bassano del Grappa, and whose work draws from the bougie design heritage of the Tyrolean region. Her designs are thoughtfully traditional and classical, but surprising and resourceful too, making bright, light summer knitwear using deadstock and eco yarns. Her brand, Cormio, is playful, folkloric and sustainable. And Priya Aluwalia takes her influences from her Indian, Nigerian and Jamaican family. Both ethically conscious and elegant, Priya's menswear dynamically repurposes vintage and deadstock. Her label, Aluwalia, launched in 2018, won the H&M Design Award in 2019 and the LVMH Prize in 2020. She was the recipient of the Queen Elizabeth II Award for Fashion Design in 2021 for her efforts to change the industry for the better. The designers gathered at Milan Fashion Week at a very special event for the launch of Vault. I spoke to them from my studio in London. I started by asking Jezebel how she would describe her creative style.
My creative style, I guess, is strongly related to where I come from, like Italy, and I'm supposing a sort of fascination for the classic world because I come from a very unclassic family. My parents are very like anti-everything, anti-establishment, anti-bourgeoisie, anti-everything. And so I think I grew up in a big classic city like Rome as an observer, and I really like tuned into my observations of like what is the difference between us and them, and how do people, you know, dress up for a party versus how we were like allowed to leave the house kind of thing. And I think I developed a passion as well as an obsession as well as a like refusal at the same time. And I like to bring that into question all the time of like what is like socially accepted as like a status signaling as opposed to like what can I kind of happily disrespect and that people will appreciate at the same time. I'm not just tearing it down, I'm just bringing it to light and like,
yeah.
Hey, why don't we look at this Tyrolean obsession in high class societies? And that's where I started with my brand.
When you say how you were allowed to dress when you left home, what do you mean? What were you wearing?
I mean, my mom's American, but like kids' clothing in America is super very different from clothing in Italy, especially in the early 90s. And I remember receiving shirts as gifts for like a shirt or a little dress for my birthday party, for my birthday, and thinking like, how could I ever wear this shirt? This is crazy. It just felt so different from the way that we dressed, like leggings and like oversized sweaters or chunky like sneakers. Like my mom was dressing us in that kind of sporty American way, whereas in Italy everybody's very like, you know, shirt, skirt, tights, Mary Janes, little Cardi, you know.
It sounds fun. What about you, Priya? How do you describe your creative style?
I would say, you know, similarly to Jezebel, actually, my style and my work is really inspired by where I'm from. I just think we're from quite different places. So I was born in London, but my parents are Nigerian and Indian, and my stepdad's Jamaican. So I grew up around a real hybrid, a mix of culture, sound, food even. You know, I got to travel to great places. I was really fortunate, you know, to go back to see where I'm from. And I think I was so inspired by fashion and I loved it so much growing up. But where I was watching shows, you know, happening in Milan and Paris and New York and London, I didn't see anything at all that reflected my lived experience or like the people that I know's experience. And I came into fashion wanting to authentically storytell about the places where I'm from and to have stories by the people, for the people, I guess, instead of watching like a European gaze on something. So I feel like I really do like, you know, it could be the energy of Lagos with the craftsmanship of India and I guess some of the energy or the attitude of London. So like it kind of all mixes together and yeah.
Yeah. Well, tell me about your fashion training, how you got into fashion design, Jezebel.
Well, when I was a kid, I used to also, in parallel, hate how my mom was dressing me and throw huge fits. And I thought that, like, the world didn't match me. And when I realized that there was somebody who actually designed clothes, like, a whole world opened up. And I think, I don't know, like, ever since I was a kid, I thought that I would be designing clothes to, like, solve my own wardrobe issues. And then I went to study in Antwerp. I lived there for almost five years. And it was sort of magical coming of age phase of my life. They really train you to like develop your own DNA. So I was kind of ready when I graduated to imagine something, but I had no knowledge of business or anything like that.
At the heart of Vault is this idea that one day everything will be vintage, that everything we make in the present also belongs to the past, and that design is a kind of time travel where heritage and vintage can be a part of the fashion future. And what I want to know is what are the things that influence your work? And you could tell me about the films that you watch or the artists you like or the historical periods or the politics. But what is it that influences your work when you're making it?
I guess it shifts from collection to collection or project to project, but it's definitely different art or film or culture from the like South Asian and Black diasporas. So my last Spring Summer 22 collection, for example, was inspired by Afro-Caribbean hair and the rituals and the traditions around that. The Autumn Winter 21 collection that is a part of the Vault, that was really inspired by, I read a book called Homegoing by Yaa Jassy, and it was a story of two sisters separated at birth in Ghana in the 1800s, and it follows both of their families, and it kind of explores what it means to migrate around the world, what happens to our family generation to generation. And it really made me think about my own family and how they would have moved around the globe, right? And what happens to your loss of language or your, you know, your culture? What do you pick up? What do you lose? And I was really thinking about that idea of migration. And through that, I looked at different various artists. Kerry James Marshall, like the amazing African-American painter, Jacob Lawrence. So I was looking at their art, but then at the same time I was looking at vinyl covers. It can be really nuanced. I kind of guess I pull from various topics, whether it's art, music, politics at the time.
Jezebel, similar for you?
Not really. Firstly, like my driving force is trying to tune into a memory of something, and I'm kind of very often trying to make a connection. But what other influences? I love to just like get lost in the archives of like these old factories. Like I really try to like just put myself in like different shoes. For me, it's really like about tuning into something and getting really close to it, like color combinations or like a memory of why did I love to dress in a certain way. I don't know, when I was like a teenager, because I always refer back to, I'm not somebody who's like obsessed with like a very young models or this kind of, you know, adoration of the youth, but I really recognize that there's a space in your life, like when you're an adolescent, where you're kind of magical and kind of anything can happen. You feel connected to everything, but like you don't know anything. So I like to, tune into that state of mind.
Tell us a little bit about the work that we'll see from you being showcased in Vault.
Those collections, because, you know, they are a blend of two waves, they are very related to the kind of original intention with my brand, to kind of analyze the bougie obsession for the Tyrolean world. It's a part of Italy and Austria that is celebrated because it kind of represents also a sort of expensive skiing resort lifestyle, right? So people bring that to the cities to sort of signal their wealth and the way that they are accustomed to this kind of like bougie lifestyle or expensive lifestyle. And I think that that's very interesting because it's a kind of folk type of dressing that is sometimes refers to like a sort of like medieval aesthetic of the past, and then this idyllic countryside like adoration of, you know, the simple life with cows and cheese and like old proverbs about, you know, like eggs or donkeys. It's a way of adoring the countryside without ever kind of putting themselves into the farmer's shoes, but always into the consumer. So, I mean, I find that very interesting because it's actually a part of Italian culture. And I've always felt like I had like a foot in Italy, a foot in America, and like, you know, I was always looking at every country, at either of these countries from the outside and from the inside at the same time.
What about you, Priya? What will we see from you in Volt?
Yeah, so my collection is called Traces, and it really is inspired by how we move around the planet and how that affects our culture, our, you know, our family values, our loss of language, gain of language, all that kind of stuff. And so I was really looking at like maps and migration maps and looking at the lines of it, and that really inspired some of the cutting and the panels that I use, and also the print. And we were looking at heat maps of the planet, and then, you know, the colour palette is really rich, I feel, and to me it's kind of meaningful. It sounds a bit weird, I guess, because it's colours, but it's really heavily inspired by Kerry James Marshall and the beautiful colours. Like, they're so inky and strong that he uses in his paintings, and I think that they are, it's so important because it's paintings that show black people in such an aspirational light, which is something that we just don't see in Western culture enough, you know, unless you're a rapper or a sports person. There's nothing in between, and so I'm always trying to look for, to be able to like put culture on a pedestal, right? So I really wanted to have a collection that felt rich, and so I've looked at like traditional Nigerian patterns or like old pictures of black men in Harlem in the 70s and taken those patterns, and then I've made those like simple prints but elevated them by like embroidering them or beading them, or it was all about like taking something that's not normally elevated and really trying to like put it on a pedestal, basically.
Both of these collections sound amazing, and they're all obviously drawing upon your heritage and doing something imaginative and radical with them. I want to ask you about that. The spirit of Volt is radical and experimental. So tell me how you think your work is radical and experimental.
Well, it's a bit difficult to speak about yourself like that. I guess there's a couple of things. I think I've always been brought up to be fearless. Like, as long as I know what I'm talking about, I learn like and pay attention, I should be able to be fearless in like whatever I endeavor to do. And I came up in a time like where, you know, you just didn't see many black or brown designers in high fashion at all. And I think I wasn't scared to like to really commit my creativity to highlighting that. But also, I guess at the same time, my brand's really come out of, at the beginning, I traveled to Nigeria and India on research trips. I travel there a lot. But like, I noticed in Nigeria that there was loads of traders in the traffic jams wearing like very obscure vintage clothing. And I kept wondering like, where did this come from? And I literally wound down the windows, asked some questions, and I learned basically how most of our secondhand clothing in the West gets imported into like Africa and India. But India, it's not allowed to be resold, and it gets shipped to Panipat, which is the global capital of recycling in the world. And I went there, took my camera, and I photographed it, and I learned all about how like our waste, we basically, you know, colonialism is still happening through our waste. We think it's not our problem, we dump it somewhere else, but it ruins like local textile industries. So I think I did two things when I launched my brand, and I I'm really open about the creative side coming from both heritages, but also my dedication to working with materials that are other people might think they could discard. So we're always working with dead stock or vintage or organic, and I guess a dedication to that is quite radical, and it's quite hard, you know, like when you're an independent designer, you don't have a huge logistics team or operational team. It's definitely difficult. So I think those two intersections probably make me a bit radical.
Yeah. What about you, Jezebel?
Can you repeat the question? Because I got so absorbed into Priya's answer that I forgot what we were talking about.
Well, it's the idea that, you know, Volt is radical and experimental. So tell us how your work is radical and experimental.
I'm just following my guts, literally. I hope that I can still surprise or shock people or give you something that you didn't expect, but it's really like on a season-to-season basis. I think originally I thought it was very kind of risque to talk about the Italian bourgeoisie because it has literally gone unchallenged throughout history, except for like the 70s or what something. But, you know, I feel like we've been avoiding this kind of elephant in the room of like, why do we all have the same aesthetic? There's a lot of conformity in Italy. I think I try to step out of that because I found it very suffocating when I used to, you know, not have any voice.
Yeah. You're both challenging different things, it seems to me. One last question, just very quickly. One of the taglines for Volt is past tense, present tense, future tense. So tell me about the future. Where would you like to be in the next 5 years?
Where would I love to be? Oh, I mean, I would love to stop doing every single role inside my company. I would love to stop producing and casting and negotiating contracts and stuff. I really hope that I can have a sort of physical space somewhere. I started thinking of that like 6 months ago, and that's how I came up with the idea of presenting my collection in an old haberdashery store here in Milan just this week, because I was just thinking of what kind of aesthetics. I don't know what kind of link do I have to architecture or interior design, you know. It's a big project to imagine every like a translation of your brand in every form, right? And I just thought, well, I would want to have like a like a bottega storica, which in Italian means like a historical boutique. But they're kind of like landmarks of the city. They're these stores that have kind of resisted this whole time, right? But of course it's a contradiction because like it can't be that historical. My mom is 31. How old can it be? But yeah, that's how I imagine. I hope that I can negotiate a narrative where I'm like linked to the past and I'm trying to say something about the present and the future. Let's hope I can continue doing that. Yeah.
Priya?
I would definitely come to your shop. I love doing my brand, and I hope in 5 years I've got to a point where I can expand into different areas. Like for me, we're part of Gucci Vault, but the first thing was Gucci Fest, and I did my first film, and I've done 4 more since, and it's something I've fallen in love with. So I really hope that, and without Gucci Fest, to be honest, I don't know whether I would have ever tried doing a film. I'm just not sure. So I've literally fallen in love with it. So I hope in 5 years I get to a point where I'm able to, you know, have my brand branch into other things. I really want you to be able to have a whole 360 Alawali experience, so you can watch it, you can smell it, you can taste it, you can wear it, and yeah, I hope I'm on the way to creating that.
Thank you so much, Jezebel and Priya. Lovely to meet you.
Thank you. It's been such a pleasure.
Thank you, Jezebel Cormio and Priya Aluwalia. And thank you for listening too. Do join us next week when we meet more of our new wave designers to discover how they're changing the future of fashion. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening. To discover more about the world of Volt, please see the episode's notes.